This FAA complete communication shutdown for more than 5 hours this morning, 100% breakdown, where none of the towers could talk to the planes and send them emergency information, is a Rosetta Stone. If you understand this, you understand everything. Every angle and facet of this shows us how AI and centralized systems are the goal of the technocrats, but will be their undoing, even if they were ever able to achieve total AI control. Because these systems can go down. It's not just the horrible draconian surveillance and manipulation that they're able to carry out, but it is solar flares or a nuclear war or anything could permanently bring this stuff down, and we'll be so dependent on it, we won't even know how to be self-sufficient and survive without it. So that's really how Satan's pushing humanity into checkmate. And that's why the entire future, the entire progress is going to be going away from all this false technological centralized progress. And it's going to be a mixture of agrarian and rediscovering normal human activities and normal human systems of men and women and children and communities getting back to the land, but then also using technology that we control, that's not Trojan horsed, to empower us and make our lives better. Technology's not bad, but it's how it's being used and deployed for domestication and total control and finally depopulation that it's bad. So we're going to hit that coming up next segment. Just incredible. And I've been telling you for about, I've been telling you for about a year and a half, because we see their talking points from the Davos group and the UN, that cyber attacks are imminent. They'll probably be conducted by the globalists themselves as a pretext to even get more centralized AI control in. That's how they always operate. Create the crisis, exacerbate the crises, or let the crisis go on unabated so they can get more power. Because remember what the White House chief of staff said, Rahm Emanuel, we don't want to let a good crisis go to waste. So this is a big, big deal. Just on time deliveries, high tech AI run societies. They're not just perfect for surveillance and control and giant Enron style scams where they can manipulate your bills and triple and quadruple charge you. They're not just designed to shut down all the small competitors in every industry and consolidate control. They are designed to remove humans from the decision-making process so that humans are obsolete and humans can be depopulated without it shutting down the sectors that the globalists still want for themselves. And we saw a stunning example of this today. All U.S. domestic flights grounded after software glitch. So how does one software have a glitch? The system that's used for the air traffic systems to warn the pilots about dangerous conditions and other events. How could one piece of software go out and the entire aircraft system of commercial flights, and it also screwed up private flights, I've been reading, how could that be used to then ground everything? And it's similar to how they now have introduced legislation funded by and sponsored by the big airlines to get rid of two pilots, even on 777s and larger aircraft, because most of the flights are taking off and going to their destinations and landing without human control. It's all on autopilot. And statistics and research has been coming out for a decade that autopilot is causing pilots to get worse and worse and worse. And then glitches in autopilot have grounded large fleets of aircraft because they'll do things like flip an airplane upside down and nosedive it. Let's put Drudge back on screen. FAA computer failure, biggest grounding since 9/11, travel chaos, hack attack, they don't know. Well, I've been predicting that these hack attacks on pipelines and infrastructure and the airlines and the power grid would intensify, that physical attacks would start happening. You've seen that in the last 6 months. This is all in the WEF post-industrial world playbook. All U.S. domestic flights grounded after software glitch. Flight disruptions cascade across U.S. after computer outage. FAA lifts U.S. ground stop after technology outage delays thousands of flights. The FAA is investigating, but Biden says it's not clear, though they're looking at it being a cyber attack. FAA White House says no evidence of cyber attack. Biden briefed on grounded flights. Pete Buttigieg called out after FAA system failure grounds all flights. He has no idea what happened. But he's gay, so that's all that matters. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Imagine the system we live under that's becoming more and more centralized. Every single day. And it's being done in farming, it's being done in energy, it's being done in transportation, it's being done in education. All of it is to centralize so that only mega massive corporations can scale up to the regulations and the software and the cost that is in the billions for these systems per industry. And then by regulatory fiat, all competition is destroyed. You vertically integrate the economy, you consolidate control for the post-industrial world. And in every major Western nation, governments are coming in and announcing rules to try to ban traditional farming, including organic, and calling chemical intensive, genetically engineered farming safe and the future, with the normal, usual suspects at the helm, people like Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab, ramming it, cramming it down our throats. Why would the globalists put things in like this that even endanger them if there's solar flares to take out the satellites or any type of other hacking disruptions that individuals on the inside could get and sell to criminal organizations who could then hold companies for ransom, something going on a minute-by-minute basis from small companies to large to governments? Because they want the Ring of Mordor. They want that total control, and they want there to be a group of competing AI systems that basically merge into one global mind. That's what the head of Google, the founder of Google, Mr. Schmidt, has said over and over and over again, and that's what they're doing. And the AI's power is that it directs us, and we follow its orders, and then it takes control of the processes until humans don't know how to do basic tasks anymore. I remember when I was a little kid, I was better at math when I was in the sixth grade than I am today. By high school, they let us use calculators. And I loved it because I got my homework done in 30 minutes in the math subject area instead of 2 hours. And now today, when I try to remember math or do math, and I was never that good at it, I was bad at it, I know less than when I was 11 years old. 10 years old. And I know all of you are pretty much the same, Archie. If you're older like I am, or say 50 or 60, boy, you really remember how you could do math and you could figure things out quickly. You could just have a piece of paper in your car and balance your checkbook real fast before you went in to make sure you had enough money. Remember, I used to be so good at balancing my checkbook and so good at just filling things out as I went and then checking it every few days, and I could budget things. It's all automated. It's also simple, but it is enslaving us. It is destroying us. And the whole future is going to be getting away from this. It's not the technology's bad, but the way it's being designed and implemented is for pure centralization and control, in their own words, and to make us obsolete. So the entire future, by necessity, is going to be guilds and fraternal organizations and groups that get together in small towns and regions and go back to original machining. and go back to original farming and go back to barter and go back to those communities. It's starting to happen everywhere. And that's why from Europe to the United States to Australia, they're racing in, and in Africa and in India big time, to block all those traditional things and outlaw them. That's why Biden's set to announce the banning of all gas stoves and then gas appliances, cutting off plentiful energy, cutting off energy that's good in rural areas, while they put more and more strain on the grid, which they're not updating, but they say, oh, windmills. Hundreds of windmills create less energy than a small coal power plant. I was just out in West Texas last week, and I went and looked at the statistics online. Boone Pickens had them put in, a huge boondoggle of the state, billions of dollars. There's these giant windmills, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, for 100 miles. You see them on both sides of the road, up on top of the mesas. And little bitty teeny power lines coming off, not of each windmill, but out of the whole field, a little bitty line that go to these transformer systems and then send it into Central Texas, hundreds and hundreds of miles away. They lose most of the power over the transmission, and the cables going to Central Texas are little bitty power cables that look like they're in a small neighborhood. They're a joke. They're producing nothing. Corrine in Massachusetts, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Honored to be talking with you, Alex. I've been listening since 2016, and I am a financial supporter ever since.
Thank you.
I'd like to promote your nitric oxide product. I actually market a competitor for 20 years. I've done over $30 million in that product, so I know a little bit about nitric oxide. It is, according to the Nobel Prize in Medicine, 1998, it is the key signaling molecule to the entire cardiovascular system, and it is used by every single cell in the human body. And the reason that we can't generate as much as we get older is because the lining of the arteries, the endothelial lining, gets damaged, and that's where it gets generated. So when you're taking nitric oxide, all the other products that your listeners are taking work better, because it's like putting a pump in a fish tank. Everything circulates. It regulates the whole arteries and the arterial system. So I would have every one of your listeners add that product, and all the other products are going to work better, and they're going to protect those ACE receptors.
Absolutely. It's Nitric Boost from InfoWars MD, the new product line. This is a clone that the company authorizes to do it. Private label by us of one of the top-selling Nitric Boost products in the country. Already tested, already loved, already five-star reviewed. We're now able to private label it. Hope everybody gets Nitric Boost, available at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD line of products, and then it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. Everybody should get Nitric Boost today.
You're watching the American Journal with Harrison Smith. The Alex Jones Show. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.